Welcome, everybody. Share number 1220 in the writing. It's share number 373. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Shinei Makom. Okay, so we spoke about a while back in reference to a hotel. Somebody goes to the hotel and they have a simcha, right? Then the family comes and everybody's coming. So let's say somebody rents out quite a number of rooms, whether the people, you know, the family members pay for the rooms themselves or the one balabas pays for all the rooms, whatever, be it as it may. But so just to start off, so we said if somebody goes from one room to another, my friend is in the other room down the hall, right? So I take my coffee with me. So his room is another rishus. That's like his apartment, right? I rent out my hotel room for 2 weeks or whatever, and he's renting out his hotel room for 2 weeks, right? Whatever the case might be. So then when I go to his room down the hall or wherever it might be, even right next door, it's a separate rishus. It's as though one is going from one apartment to another. In general, most places can hold. There are some who say since it's under one roof, it could be a little bit questionable, but in general, most places can hold. When you go from one apartment to another, right, I go that to my downstairs neighbor, one apartment to another. So then I have, then it's Shinoi Makom, whereby I would need a new bracha if I'm drinking a coffee or, right, something that needs a borei nefeshos, like shahakol ho'adama or ho'eid. So if I have my coffee in my hand, right, I'm in my hotel room and I walk down the hall to, my friend. Now I would need a new bracha. And not just that, but the hall also is questionable. So you got to be careful. One should be careful not to do that. Or the best way to go about it is to, you know, if you drank the shir, to make a bar nefashis before you leave and then just make a new bracha when you get to your friend's room. Okay, so that we established last time, we wanted to just review that. Now the question is, a person has their own mishpacha. Let's say a very close mishpacha, like their own children. If it's cousins, okay, so that we could understand it's separate rooms, separate everything, fine. But let's say the person comes with their children, they have Kanina her 7-8 children. Okay, so there's two different types. There's some children that are married and some children not married. So let's say a person rents out two hotel rooms or three hotel rooms just simply because he has, you know, can I know he has 4 or 5 kids over there and they're not all going to fit into one room. So I'll rent out two rooms. Fine. So I said, I rent out two rooms. I rent out three rooms. So all three of those rooms are for my children who live at home anyways. It's just like they come home, right? They go to yeshiva, they come home or whatever the case is. They live at home, right? Their bedroom is at home. They live together with the parents. So the same thing, they're living over there in the hotel for those 2 weeks or that 1 week or whatever the case is. Just there's not enough room in one hotel room, so I'll rent out two or three hotel rooms. So Lamaisa, in general, we say that would not be a problem of Shinoi Makom because it says, no, you're living at home. It's like going from room to room, like cheder to cheder, right? From let's say a person is at home and they go from one room to another. So the halachas are lechatchila, you should have it in mind with an item that needs a bar nefasha. So lechatchila, have it in mind when you're changing around. But the evet, if you did not have it in mind, so then you could. And you change, so you would not remake the bracha. That's basically the halachas of room to room. So the same thing would apply over here. When you're going from one room to another room, and it happens to be a child that's lives with you at home. It's just you had to rent out another room. So his room would be as though you're going to another room, not another apartment, and would not even have a halacha of a different rishus. Now, the only problem is if you go through the hallway, again, you're running into a question because how do we look at the hallway in the hotel room, just like how do we look at the hallway in an apartment house? So that becomes problematic. That is a machloikis. In general, like we did say, one should try and make, if that's the case, try and make a bar nefesh before leaving if you drank the shir. If somebody did not and they're going to their child's room, which lives in their own house when they're at home, so then b'dieved they would not remake the bracha. Now, if you rented out rooms for a married child, like the married child, they have their own family, right? Husband and wife, and they have one or two children over there in a different room in the hotel. There's a simcha again, like we started the shir today, right? There's a simcha, so I'm going to that child, my daughter, my son, whatever, with their own family down the hall alcohol in the hotel. Oh, so that already would be, we said last time that would be, that could be possibly no shinim makim, but the shaila was presented to Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, and Rav Hirschfeld Lemaisa, the paskin agreed that it would be a separate, it would have a din of a separate rishus. In other words, that married son, the married daughter with their own family in the other hotel room, even though I might have paid for it or whatever the case is, right? And it's my son, my daughter, whatever. But since they have their own family, it would have a halacha of a separate rishus, just like if somebody goes to their cousin's room in the hotel or if somebody goes to their friend's room in the hotel. Also, it has a din of a separate apartment, separate rishus, and therefore the halachas of Shinoi Makom would apply according to most paiskim. One has to be careful if they're drinking a coffee, eating a bag of potato chips, whatever the case might be, something that needs a bar nefesh, not to change rooms, even though it might be one's daughter or son, if it's in fact, like we said, that they have their own mishpacha, because it, again, it would have a halacha of a different rishus, and therefore the halachas of Shinoi Makom would fall into place, lafi how Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, mentioned and Paskin. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tuv.